about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it is tax season now. People are starting to prepare for their taxes. I always prepare late. I don't know why it takes so long, but that doesn't mean I don't want to get you prepared. So we're going to be hitting the medical tax deduction, see what you could do to save money. We do have some new rules this year from last year. I know I do this segment every year. We've been doing it for the last 4 years. Seems to be one of our more popular segments. You'd think once we start talking about taxes and deductions, people would just fall asleep. But you know what? If it saves you money, you got to listen. So we're going to be hitting that this hour. We're also going to be talking about how the previous theory of substituting bad fats with omega-3 healthier fats looks like may not be true anymore. Scientists may be reversing that dogma. So we need to talk about that. And are the nasty fats actually healthy for us? So as you can see, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, you can call in with your medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We don't just talk medical. We don't just talk health. Everything's related to us, whether it's our money, whether it's our education, whether it's our national security. We know there's a lot of hot topics going on. So please, please send us your input. Love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Robert from Cleveland writes, Doctor, I've had chronic sore throats for years, and my doctor is planning a tonsillectomy, but he's suggesting that he doesn't remove all my tonsils. What is he talking about? I wish you were live because I'd love to discuss this with you. I know many of you email me if our show isn't live when you're listening on XM or when you're listening on our multiple affiliates. But my guess is the doctor, the ENT, again, I'd love to get a little bit more information from you. Many ENTs now are kind of going back to the older way of doing tonsillectomies. Okay, in the old days, I mean, I think way back to 1000 BC, doctors would scoop out your tonsils, take a finger, scoop out the tonsil out of the capsule. All right, I mean, it was pretty barbaric at the time, but that's what they would do. People were having tonsillar infections. It would interrupt their breathing, a sense of smell, a lot of issues, and not to mention the pain and the infection. So having tonsils removed or your tonsils addressed prior to the antibiotic age was still pretty common. By the 1800s, I think it was a doctor physique. All right. Now, what he did is he came up with something like a guillotine. He came up with a guillotine type instrument where there's a little fork attached. You fork the tonsil. Then if the tonsil is already extruded through the opening, it guillotines it and it would cut off part of the tonsil. Now, the reason why they did this in the 1800s is they found that there was less bleeding. If you only severed part of the tonsil, you didn't have to worry about trying to stop the bleeding from all the arteries that feed the tonsil. There was less postoperative pain, and it was pretty easy to do. These guillotines would work pretty quickly, but still have bleeding. They'd have to use some styptic devices and some aluminum, or I believe they might have used silver nitrate or a variety of different things to try to stop the bleeding back then. But at about 1897, there was a Dr. Bellinger, and the Dr. Bellinger had said, okay, this is ridiculous. You got to take out the whole tonsil, because if you're leaving part of the tonsil, that's just going to get infected again. And they found that a certain subset of patients who only had partial tonsil removals were coming back in need to take the rest out. So it started to lose favor. The whole guillotine apparatus started to go away, and they went back to forceps and scalpels and removing the tonsil. But keep in mind, by then, they had more than just chloroform and ether for anesthesia. They were already starting to go into the cocaines and then the inhalant anesthetics that they could use, which we've then progressed through over the next decade, few decades in the 20th century. So then we went through a period of time to remove all the tonsils, right? Remove the whole tonsillar piece the whole meaty tonsil. It's a nice, juicy piece of meat. Plus your adenoids, which are up higher. Your adenoids are called your pharyngeal tonsils. They're kind of up in your nasal pharyngeal cavity. Your palatine tonsils are the lower tonsils that you look at when you open up your mouth in the mirror and go, ah. All right. So by 20th century, they were removing the tonsils, but there were still some issues. You'd still have risk of hemorrhage. You'd still have a lot of pain. When you'd remove the whole tonsil, you got the muscles exposed, the nerves exposed. And so over the last 20 years, doctors have been going back to, well, what if we do the subcapsular tonsillectomy where we just remove part of the tonsil, except how they've been removing it is using laser technology. Carbon dioxide lasers, really cool stuff. I saw this work in a office setting. The patient didn't even need to be generally anesthetized. They were able to use a lidocaine topical spray, and they were able to laser off part of the tonsils. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal to see this happen. So it's interesting how you have this little cycle of how things work in medicine, where you'll go from removing the whole thing with your fingers to later guillotining part of it, then going back to removing the whole thing with scalpel and forceps, to going back to, all right, let's do the partial removal. So if your doctor is suggesting only removing part of it, again, it is a little odd because you're having chronic tonsillitis. If you're having chronic tonsillitis, you think, well, then get them out because your remaining tonsillar tissue could be infected. Whereas if you're having obstructive sleep apnea or the tonsils are blocking your airway and you're getting less oxygen, doing a partial tonsillectomy makes sense. Why have all your tonsils removed when you could still keep part? It's a part of your lymphatic system, helps gets a lot of the crud out of your body. It's a phenomenal system, the tonsillar system. One day, if I don't think you'll fall asleep, I'll go into it in more depth. But sit down, talk to your doctor, find out what his reasoning is. And many doctors, if you actually stop them and say, look, can you, you know, spend a few minutes with me, and I'd just like to know what you're thinking. I'm not trying to challenge you. Why are we moving towards partial removal as opposed to full? What's your thinking? And if he goes, look, I'd like to have less post-op pain, less risk of hemorrhage, let's try this, see if it works, then you can make an educated decision with him then. So that's my guess. We're starting to see that move, that transition to cutting less if we can. You've even noticed earlier this year we were talking about appendicitis and how some researchers are saying you really don't need to remove it. If somebody's having an active appendicitis infection, throw an antibiotic their way.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code, Radio 13.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Premier XM Radio for broadcasting the show on XM Satellite Channel 166. As many of you have noticed, we do have a new time on XM. In addition to our 5 a.m. Eastern time, we also have a noon time on XM Radio. Very happy to talk to y'all on the lunch hour or our morning commute Pacific time. I know many of you are missing us at the 5 p.m. time that we were. Don't worry, we're still here. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want online, on your iPhone, on your Android app, but I do love getting you live because then I can answer your medical questions whenever they just pop up. And a lot of things decide to pop up, don't they, these days? Just like taxes are popping up. So what we're going to do in this next segment is talk about how you could save money on your taxes, what medical deductions you could take, and sit down with your accountant or whoever's helping you with your taxes and go through some of the things I talk about, as well as publication, I believe it's 502. Is it a publication 502 on the IRS website? I'm not going to be able to get to all of the deductions, so I urge you to visit the IRS website. I know, if you could do so without moaning and groaning. Go to the IRS website. I would Google, you could do a search, publication 502, and it'll discuss medical expenses. Now, many of you have been extremely distressed about the recent change that's going into effect in 2013, since we're in 2013 right now, this is what's going to occur with our next set of taxes. Now, we've talked about our AGI, right? We've talked about how you can't just deduct your medical expenses. It has to be, your medical expenses have to exceed your a certain percentage of your adjusted gross income. So for years, that was 7.5%. So if you, let's say, made $100,000, yet you spent $7,500 on medical expenses, anything above that $7,500, you could deduct. So let's say you had a $10,000 deductible. Let's say you had, pretty large surgery, multiple different medical expenses. Anything above $7,500, you could deduct. Well, they upped that this year to 10% of your adjusted gross income. So let's say you made $100,000. You couldn't start deducting until you've spent $10,000 on medical expenses, huh? Just in time for the Affordable Health Care Act and the large deductibles, etc. But, you know, don't despair. There are a lot of things that you can actually deduct. Now, I want to scroll down to the transportation because this is something a lot of you had no idea. Okay, when you, let's say, go to the doctor. Let's say you decide to go to Mayo Clinic or you go to UCLA or MD Anderson. Okay, you could deduct those costs. Remember, once you're over that AGI. So, for example, if you take a bus, you took a train, plane fares, ambulance. Again, transportation expenses of a parent who must go with a child. So if you need to travel to MD Anderson with your child, that airfare, you could deduct. I believe you could also deduct your hotel. Now, I don't think you could do Ritz-Carlton, but I believe the hotel, let's say you drive, the gas. So you need to keep your receipts. We always talk about keeping your receipts, but let's say oil. You could charge for your oil. You could include oil. You could include gas, toll fees. You know, when we were driving back to JFK the other day from the Poconos in Pennsylvania, we had to pass two bridges. The George Washington Bridge, $13.50 for the toll. Are you kidding me? So I woke the kids up and I told them to, you know, look out the bridge and enjoy the view because for $13.50, that's pretty expensive. That's like the cost of a movie ticket. So anyway, and it lasted, 5 minutes? Beautiful bridge. So that was $13.50, plus I think we took the Whitestone Bridge. So that's $6.50, $20 in tolls. Keep the receipt. That stuff adds up. Now, let's say you could deduct more money by mileage. So the IRS gives you an option of 23 cents a mile. So let's say it took you about maybe 2,800 miles throughout the year to go back and forth between, let's say, Vegas and California for your medical expenses. At 23 cents a mile, that could come to about $644. So you see how things can add up. What if you have to pay for parking? Now, when I used to work at Kaiser, very difficult to find parking. People would have to park on the street or you'd have to try to get things validated. This was years ago. And you could, again, use those as deductible expenses. So those are just things to think about that you need to include. Now, from what we understand, the IRS will allow you to deduct your medical expenses if you paid for a legal abortion. Yep, you can get that as a deduction. I'm not saying go and have one by any means. But many people don't think something like that is included. Wait till you see this list. A lot of things are included. You can include what you spent on acupuncture, alcohol addiction. If you went to a drug center and went for drug center treatment, inpatient, etc., your meals, your lodging could be tax deductible. Artificial limbs, artificial teeth. Don't forget your dentures are tax deductible. Bandages, if some of you are dealing with a pilonidal cyst or a sacral ulcer, all your bandages and your Duoderm, all those, again, many of us, you know, we'll run to Walgreens or we'll run to a drugstore or Walmart, we'll buy a blood pressure cuff because your doctor told you to. Again, tax deductible. Breast pumps and supplies. So when I was breastfeeding, I didn't realize I could have probably written off the breast pump. Yeah, and since we got extra large, okay, I won't go there. Okay, let me see now what else. Now, let's say you have a relative that's moving in to your house, and you need to now convert your house to handicap friendly, all right, or disabled friendly. So let's say you had to modify the stairway. Let's say you had to modify your doors. Let's say you had to grade the entrance going up to the house, improving the angle or the slant. All of those construction costs can be tax deductible. I mean, who would have known? Chiropractors, tax deductible. Crutches, your dental treatment, teeth cleaning, sealants, fluoride treatments. I don't think teeth whitening is allowed, though, but x-rays and braces. You know how much braces cost? So, you know, one idea is maybe don't pay the orthodontist in steps throughout the, you know, a few years. If you think you're going to be hitting that AGI percent of 10%, maybe pay it all in one. So then, again, you can hit that mark and then hopefully start deducting. Drug addiction. If you went to a therapeutic center, needed meals, lodging, medical expenses for drug addiction, you could deduct it. Eyeglasses. How many of us buy eyeglasses and we never keep the receipt? Keep the receipt. Guide dogs, hearing aids. Hearing aids are so expensive. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're discussing things that you could actually bring to your accountant and itemize up to save money on your taxes, because many of these things listed on the IRS website, Publication 502, are tax deductible. Your insurance premiums. You can include your insurance premiums, and Lord know they've risen for many of us. I'm just kind of going through these pretty quickly. Unused sick leave to pay premiums, I guess you could use those too. Lab fees. Don't forget when you get a bill from Quest or LabCorp or your lab, local lab in town. Legal fees. You could include in medical expenses legal fees that you paid that were necessary for treatment, let's say, of mental illness or management of a guardianship estate. There's legal fees that you could actually deduct. All right. We've talked about long-term care. Let me see. There's other interesting things. Long-term care is huge. Don't forget those. Medicines. Many of you forget to keep a prescription receipt. You pull the medicine bottle out of the bag while you're driving home. You pop a couple pills. The bag falls to the bottom of the car. Your kids spill their orange juice or their milk or their sippy cup all over it. You throw it out. Yet that receipt you could have used. Organ donors, oxygen. Many of you need oxygen or your CPAP supplies. Okay. Physical examination. You can include in your medical expenses what you pay for an annual physical examination, a diagnostic test by a physician. I believe that also includes your copays. Pregnancy test. Let's say you want to run to the drugstore and get a pregnancy test because you want to check if you were pregnant. Again, save the receipt. Some of those things are, what, $14, $15? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've had to check if I was pregnant. This is a big one, people. Your smoking cessation programs. Many of you have utilized smoking cessation programs. Those could be medically tax deductible. I believe also certain telephone type apparatuses for people who are hearing impaired. That could also be used as well. Let's see. We already talked about weight loss program. You can include in medical expenses amounts you pay to lose weight for treatment that was diagnosed by a physician. So if you needed to join a weight loss group, now that doesn't include gym membership, all right, but let's say you had to join a group because you have high blood pressure, heart disease, boom, you could deduct it. All right, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and, of course, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, thank you guys so, so much for us being listed in the top 100 listen-to radio shows by TSL's TalkStream Live. We couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you so, so much. All right, so we had just previously, in the previous segment, discussed medical deductions. And we're not going to talk about that the whole hour because I want you to look up the publication. It's huge. But I promise we will revisit. Maybe what I'll do is I'll have one of our favorite tax accountants come on and discuss other things you can could do to save money on your taxes, even non-medical, because we don't just talk medical on the show. We talk about everything, and I want you to save money all around. Many of you have questions about your copays going up and your deductibles are going up. No new news on that, except expected to increase. The last week or two, and maybe it's because of the January changeover, and now we're into February, but we're seeing many patients' copays rise to $40. $40 copays when many people's copays were $30, and then previously $20. I remember when I first started practice, your copay was only $5. And many of you have asked me, what's the difference between copay, coinsurance, deductible? Why am I being given a bill if I paid my copay up front? You know, copays and deductibles and coinsurances is basically the insurance trying to share the financial responsibility with you all. You know, we have a culinary here in Southern Nevada, and culinary insurance used to be a $10 copay, and then it went up to $12 copay, and then it went up to $14 copay. And so patients would come in mad at me, saying, you know, really, you need to nickel and dime us an extra $2? And I would say, no, actually, I'm not. The insurance company pays us $2 less. What's happening is they're paying $2 less every time they do the $2 increment, and you pay $2 more. And again, we're not saying this because we want to, you know, ridicule the insurance companies, but this has been a fact of life. This has been something that's been going on for years. Your insurance company has a set amount they'd like to pay the doctor, and they very rarely decide to go up on that amount. You know what? Let's pay the doctor, the nurse practitioner, the PA a little bit more. Why not? Let's do it. And so usually the set amount, let's say you have an office visit, and the doctor wants to charge $100 for that office visit. Well, many of you know, without insurance, you end up paying $100 unless they give you a discount. We have a cash visit of $50 because I just can't see forcing my cash-strapped patients to pay that kind of money. Although, you know, if you have ancillary services like chest x-rays and EKGs, etc., that could always be extra. But let's say, for example, a doctor charges $100 for an office visit. The insurance company could decide, all right, we only feel $35 is worth it. So the reason why you have an insurance company is because they negotiate with the doctor. Now, they used to negotiate with the doctor. Now they just automatically deduct 65%, let's say, if that's the deal they had made, or if that's the contract they forced the doctor to sign. So that $100 office visit automatically, because you have insurance, gets knocked down to 65% to $35. So they say the doctor only deserves $35 for that visit. Now, let's look at your copay. Well, if your copay is $5, the insurance will pay the doctor $30. If your copay is $30, insurance will pay $5. What if your copay is $35? Insurance doesn't have to pay anything. You know, there's an insurance company in town where, you know, many of these level 3 office visits, these kind of, you know, follow-ups, these coughs and colds, getting a refill on your diabetic medication, these level 3 office visits, you'll notice the insurance company never pays your doctor because they believe the doctor deserves, let's say, $32.58 or $30.72. And if your copay was $30 or $35, that covered it. I get that all the time. I get so many checks for zero. And and you're living on the patient's copay. So it's frustrating for the patient because they don't want to pay more to the doctor, but the doctor can't do much because that's how the insurance mandates payment, and a lot of times the doctor is just living on your copay. So what's coinsurance? Well, coinsurance, I see, when the insurance company decides to pay, let's say of that $35, $30, all right, and they say the patient has to share the $35 at a certain percentage. So $5 will then come from the patient. So it's kind of like a copay, but some of you get stuck paying a copay plus coinsurance. You pay, let's say, a $10 copay, then there's a remaining $30 on the balance. Insurance will pay $10, you have to pay another $10. So you just got caught paying $20. Deductibles. These deductibles confuse many of you. All right. The most common type of deductible is insurance does not kick in until you have paid the amount that they mandate as your deductible. So let's say your deductible is $1,000. Your insurance company will not kick in until you have proven to them or your doctor has proven to them that you have paid $1,000 towards your medical expenses for that year. Now, you may say, well, great, if a doctor charges $100 a pop, then I just have to go to the doctor 10 times and my insurance will cover it. Well, no, because think about it. Remember, the insurance company reduces the doctor visit many times down to $35. And if, let's say, it won't kick in until you've met your $1,000 deductible, you have to pay the $35. Well, how many $35 will it take until you hit that $1,000? You know, we have a large deductible with our insurance, too. It's a $2,500 deductible. What ends up happening is the insurance company really never needs to pay because I never make it that far with my medical expenses, thank God. I've been fortunate, you know, with the grace of God to not need to go over that deductible. But also many people are scared to death. They're like, well, I can't spend $2,500 just to hope my insurance kicks in, so I'll put off the surgery. These high deductibles are a huge deterrent to you using your health insurance. Again, insurance companies need to make money. They're a business. They are, right? They're a business. You know, that's why as things unfold with the Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare, I have to say both terms because some people get mad if I call it Affordable Health Care Act. Some people get mad when I call it Obamacare. But as things unfold, we have to keep in mind that insurance companies are businesses. So the government can mandate as much as they want in the private sector. That company will either try to make money another way around, or they'll go broke, defunct, and leave. There's only two options for a company: to go bankrupt or to make money. So as we see, for example, law stating that the insurance companies need to cover birth control without asking a patient to pay a copay at the pharmacy, even though a lot of people think that's great. Yay, now I don't have to spend $10, $20 a month. It's wonderful. It saves money. But don't think that that's going to be the end of the law. That's going to be the end of it. The insurance company is going to say, fine, if I'm losing $10 here, $20 here, then we're going to take it out on the back end. All right, that breast biopsy you had, these are stories we're starting to hear, where people will go in for a mammogram, they'll need a biopsy because they'll have a breast mass, and they're paying more than they ever have. Yet the mammogram was supposed to be free under the new healthcare laws. Yeah, but what was being paid or covered for that breast biopsy is going to be a lot less because insurance companies need to make it up on the back end. There was a gentleman back east who went to the press explaining how the free colonoscopy his insurance company is now offering with Obamacare cost him more than it did in the past because the colonoscopy, the scope going in was covered, but getting any polyps removed or biopsies done wasn't. So he ended up spending more than before the law, when you would pay a certain part towards your colonoscopy, but everything was included, biopsy, etc. So you're going to see some smart aleck, passive-aggressive type moves from these insurance companies where they'll follow the law. You'll get that mammogram, you'll get that physical, you'll get that colonoscopy, but don't expect anything else. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right. Yeah, you bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of you have been listening to the show for years, but some of you are new listeners. You've notified me of that over the last couple days, and I'm so glad you're new listeners to the show. Basically, quick summary, I am a family medicine board certified doctor. I went to medical school at UNR, University of Nevada, Reno, and did my last year at UCLA. I'm a huge, huge fan of medicine and certain pharmaceuticals, okay? There are certain pharmaceuticals that I will never tell you to not take, but I do think we overprescribe a lot, and I'm a huge fan of natural medicine. I'm a huge fan of complementary medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, chiropractic. So, and I'm married to a chiropractor, and I had opened up my practice, me being the mainstream MD, I opened up my practice with my husband, who's a chiropractor, as well as Dr. Stuart Curry, who not only was a family medicine MD, but also a homeopath and acupuncturist. So even though I didn't get to perform a lot of the more natural and complementary medicine as I would have liked because I did more of the mainstream type things, I earned such a huge appreciation for that, and I've learned as much as I could. So, you know, I went on air years ago when the recession hit and people were calling my office with questions and patients were out of work and out of insurance and asking me about rashes and asking me what to do about their mother. But I decided I'd put myself on air and answer people's medical questions. Just a local thing to do that would be a real nice public service for the city of Las Vegas. And within weeks, it actually turned into a show. And within a year or two, XM picked it up. We went national. Genesis Communications Network then took me in under their wings, and the show grew to bounds I never expected it to. But again, our main mission still holds true. We're here to help you. We're here to answer questions that you have, and we'll answer it to the best of the ability. Now, what I don't want you doing is calling in, right, and then telling your wife, you know what, my prostate is fine. I don't have to get a prostate check. I called Dr. Dahlia. Now, calling me on air does not qualify for a prostate exam or a hernia check or a colonoscopy. So remember, you got to tell the family, just because I answered a question, that does not substitute for a visit with your doctor, your medical doctor, your nurse practitioner, PA. Another job that I have taken on is to help explain things that get a little confusing. All right. So when it comes to Medicare, when it comes to Social Security, when it comes to the Affordable Health Care Act, many of you have questions and you have a difficult time asking your doctor because you only have a few minutes with the doctor. You know, not to mention many of you have questions about your own lab results. I have no problem taking a crack at any of this. That's what I do. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. However, you can always reach me by email. You can listen to us online. And if we're ever not live and you have a question, call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and we will play your answer the next time we live broadcast. I don't take a lot of vacations. I don't take a lot of time off, so usually you hear me all the time. Now, speaking of confusing information, we just got a new study saying saturated fats may actually be better for you then switching over to omega-6 polyunsaturated fats, such as sunflower, safflower oil, etc. So all this time, we've been telling you how bad saturated fats are and how you need to move to the unsaturated fats. And now we have a study saying, wait a second, we may be telling you wrong. From what we understand, if you replace animal fats with vegetable oils, it could lead to increased risk of death among people with heart disease. Now, this is according to a recent analysis of data that was gathered 40 years ago. So apparently what they did is there was a study of 458 men who had experienced a heart attack or other coronary event and replaced saturated fats with the omega-6 polyunsaturated fats found in corn, sunflower, safflower oil, and they had a 16% rate of death from heart disease as opposed with 10% of people that they just left alone and didn't ask them to make dietary changes. Now, this was funded by the National Institutes of Health, All right, and it was backed by the American Heart Association. Now, we know that we've been told by the American Heart Association, remember, this is February, so this is the Heart Month, right? American Heart Month. It favors replacing saturated fats with the omega-6 polyunsaturated fats. We've talked about that. Polyunsaturated good, saturated bad. That's what we've been told for decades. And now they're saying, though, maybe not. Because when they analyzed research in Australia, this was data from the Sydney Diet Heart Study that was conducted between 1966 and 1973. That study had not reported deaths due to cardiovascular disease and coronary heart disease. When they analyzed this, they were able to come up with their conclusions and go, wow, actually more people died who did the changeover. Now, what does that mean for us? All right. These are the studies I hate bringing up on the show because I like to clarify things and I can't stand it when we get mixed information. Just like yesterday, it was extremely frustrating for me to talk to you about calcium supplements causing increased risk of heart attack in men. Here we are telling you day after day after day to take calcium supplements to protect your bones. Guys get osteoporosis just like the gals do, and falling and getting a hip fracture in your 60s and 70s could be deadly within a year. So we want your bones strong. And if you don't take in enough dietary calcium, we want you to take in calcium. But the study came out saying these calcium supplements could cause increased risk of heart death for men. So what are we supposed to tell you to do? Go natural. Try to eat the natural foods with calcium, yogurt, blah. Milk, blah. Things you got to do, right? And we talked, some of you are lactose intolerant, right? You're lactose intolerant, and then you need to take lactaid. So basically, we're telling you to go after the milk and the yogurt, become lactose intolerant, and then pop lactaid. So rather than popping calcium pills, we're telling you to pop lactaid. It's confusing. I don't blame you for being confused, but I got to tell you something. Whenever I get confused by these medical studies, and yes, doctors get confused. We're allowed to get confused. I mean, if something confuses you, it confuses us too. You know, just because we sat in medical school and, you know, memorized anatomy and, you know, picked our nose and tried to stay awake during rounds, it doesn't mean we don't get confused by the same things. But what I always do is I go back to how the body was designed. And caveman days. I always go back to caveman days. Now, what did we do in caveman days? Well, we hunted and we gathered. We gathered little berries and fruits and vegetables or whatever seemed to grow, apples on trees, and we would eat those. And then we would hunt, right? Men and women would hunt, but usually the men. And they would grab us a zebra or an oxen or whatever they ate back then around caveman days, depending on where they lived. And we would eat the meat. Surrounding the meat would be the fat. So our bodies were designed to eat vegetables, meat, fat. They were. And fish. Of course, fish swimming around. That's why our bodies are designed. So I've never thought that fat was all bad for you because obviously there's fat in meat. And we were designed to be carnivores. So I think there is a purpose for saturated fats. Now, do we eat too much fat? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Remember, caveman days, all right, you didn't get to eat meat 3 times a day in the form of a quarter pounder. All right, sometimes you would only eat meat once a week. But the fat was very important. Now, some theories believe that maybe the fat is important to brain function. Maybe it prevents dementia. Yet, remember, back then, you didn't sit and watch TV. You were hunting, you were gathering, you were moving. You didn't have cars. You didn't have trains. You didn't have airplanes. You didn't have sofas. So you would burn it off more. Nowadays, you eat something fatty. If you're not exercising it off, yes, it could lead to heart disease, stroke, etc. So, you know, whenever you see a study like this, just eat smartly. Just don't overdo anything. Still taking your calls. We've got another couple hours to go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep them coming, and we'll be back after the break.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules, and elderberry power.
Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb D capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.